This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Looking back, we've touched on sorrowful days.
Wow.
Future past, they disappear.
All right, welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Somebody asking, by the way, on the text line, when does we stop saying all-new? I guess we should.
Never.
Never.
We're always new. Relative.
What do we have about Mardi Gras?
Frank, this Saturday it is the Cajun Cook-Off. The area's best Creole cooks, Creole cooks, come together.
Creole?
Yep. I'm not Cajun. Creole cooks come together to serve you up a heaping platter of fun. Sign up now if you think you have what it takes to win, or just pick up an all-inclusive pass that includes cooking demos from celebrity chefs, a whole lot of Cajun food, an open bar to quench your thirst, and boot-stomping tunes straight out of the Big Easy. If your stomach is growling, then head over to stlmardigras.org now to pick up your all-inclusive pass and make sure to come hungry.
All right, Maryville University sponsors the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource of academic advising, mentoring, and campus networking and career guidance. We'll be there next Thursday doing the show. Come on by and say hello at that gorgeous campus in town and country. All right, Brian, let's go through a couple of these texts.
Frank, I'd rather watch paint dry than watch an NBA game, which is deeply unfortunate because the NBA is very fun now.
Yeah, well, can't force it on anybody.
But the most marketable players in all of sports, the NBA players. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. Today, out of nowhere, Kevin Durant wakes up really early in the morning and does an interview with ESPN, a live interview.
Huh.
I wonder if he's trying to...
He probably pre-wrote the questions, but...
I wonder if he's trying to do something about his reputation, which can be cantankerous at times. Would you agree?
Oh, I find him to be the biggest diva. You know me. I think he's a phenomenal talent. First ballot Hall of Famer for sure. Not questioning that at all. Find him to be one of the softest mentally players that I've seen. Takes everything on Twitter so seriously. Even creates burner accounts. That to me is... I can't look past that, but as far as talent-wise, I would sign him to a max deal right now.
Four best small forwards of all time: Bird, LeBron, Julius Erving, and Durant. And you can argue in that order. I know everybody put LeBron ahead of Bird. I'm sorry. All right, what else?
Giannis a small forward? I was wondering if would you consider Giannis a small forward or a center? Yeah.
Oh, well, he's... Small forward.
Yeah,
I wonder when he starts creeping
forward.
Up there.
Yeah, oh, he about is. 4 or 5 more years. But you're right. He's going to be on that list. You're absolutely right.
Love the Micheletti interview, Frank. Incredible that. And talking about Herb Brooks, he mentions two NCAA titles in passing to talk about what he meant to his whole family as a friend. Also someone chiming in, something I didn't know either, that Joe's daughter is married to Mike Madonna. That's interesting.
Oh, wait, my favorite.
She's still married, right?
Still married, yes.
You got four kids. They better be married.
She's... good looking too.
Oh yeah, you know what? Too Brian, she was an outstanding golfer.
Yes,
too.
That's what
Joseph's
I'm seeing
Academy
on Google.
Yeah, she's terrific, and Joe is just the nicest guy in the world. All right, what else?
Scrolling through some of the more recent ones. The text one just crashed on me, actually.
Frank, agree on Frank starting five. They should get the most starts. Would like to see a lefty in that mix, though. Dallas Keuchel
still available.
Yeah. You know, another thing that Schultz said, Schultz said two interesting things. He said, I'd rather have a right-handed hitter. I'd rather have a bunch of right-handed hitters who can hit as opposed to just having a lefty he can't hit. And he said the same thing about pitchers. He goes, look, it'd be nice to have a lefty in the rotation, but if I got five really good right-handers, I'm fine with that, which he does.
Frank, I think that either Gomber, Gant, or Reyes will end up having more innings than Waino. Burning drip, mushroom tip. John Gant's always kind of... and I'm guilty of this too. He's just kind of forgotten, despite
he's good
playing
pitcher.
A pretty good role, having a pretty good season last year.
Yeah,
just he doesn't throw 95. He doesn't have the nasty curveball that everyone remembers. He's just pretty good.
If I was Armstrong, I'd trade for Bill Russell. Is that a shot at Plowsy or something? Because Plowsy is disparaging.
Well, this is a shot at Plowsy. Trade Bennington, Plowsy, probably. Doug's prison wallet.
Not at all. I never said. Look, Tarasenko had 15 goals. Or something like that, or 11 goals with a minus 15. The Blues were out of the playoff hunt. I think they lost 4 or 5 or something ridiculous. It's not crazy to think that maybe you try to trade Tarasenko or Pietrangelo or get rid of Allen. That's not a ridiculous take a month and a half ago. It was not.
It is funny how when a team's not playing well, you try to dig really deep into the reason why, and just the reason is, or how to get out of it. Like, how do you fix it? And it's just like as simple as Tarasenko needs to score more goals.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're out of the funk.
Or a goaltender needs to stop the
puck. Yeah. Yes.
But don't you think that 2 months ago, that 90% of St. Louis would have been happy with trading everybody on the roster except O'Reilly and maybe Shen?
Yes. The playoff chances now, which is about 70% for a while. Yeah. For a while was 10 or below. Like, it was reasonable to say they weren't going to make the postseason and that maybe this is the time to try to transition into a new era of Blues hockey because whomever was on the roster at the time, it wasn't working. But now all of a sudden it is. So try to add. Have fun with it. Don't go into it thinking it's going to end poorly.
I don't know who will replace him, but Reyes would be ideal. Absolutely. He's maybe the most talented person in your organization. But there's no way Adam Wainwright is still a starter come June 1st. I think it's 50-50 whether he makes the rotation coming out of spring training. I'd put the odds higher than that. I think he's going to get a chance to be in the rotation right out of spring
training. The question is, if he doesn't, though, what does Wainwright do?
Yeah.
What's his next move? Is he okay being a reliever for a full season?
And I don't even know if he would be more effective out of the bullpen than some of these guys that throw gas, you know? I think I'd rather face Adam Wainwright than quite a few of those young arms. I don't know. We'll see. I think this is a great point by Splashback Deuce, because I did in the studio lift my arms up in the air after Joe said, great question. Does that count as that's a great question?
Yes, it does.
I mean, he only said that because there's no answer to that question.
No, it's a great question because he said, that's a great question. That's the only barometer. There's no advanced metrics for great questions. It's just that.
How about the other Splashback Deuce about NBC Sports? Read that one.
Joe Micheletti, do you notice any bias in NBC Sports broadcasts, like the 30 close-ups on PK Subban, or favoring Chicago in the West for being the only original six team in the West? I will say, and I'm sure Cam will get into this later tonight because he tweeted about it, you don't need the clock to tell you how long PK Subban's been on the ice. The shift time, I think, is a little excessive on TV.
Yeah. How about PK Subban dating Lindsey Vonn?
Yeah.
About that. And she had a great day yesterday. You talk about the toughest woman on the face of the earth. I mean, earlier in the week, she has this terrible crash. She's got a black eye and her body's all banged up and smashed. And then she goes out there and gets the bronze. Mm. Gosh, is she unbelievable. You know who else was unbelievable last night? It was Jennifer Lopez. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Did you see the Grammys?
I did not catch the Grammys.
I caught it for like 15 minutes when she was on and she was really good.
I would prefer a little bit more normal clothing attire, but I get the Grammys
You're in a hoodie right now.
Simplistic I am. So I'm looking for something
in
more.
A June Cleaver, nice long dress.
She is stunning though. She is absolutely gorgeous. Her and Jennifer Aniston kind of are the unageable females. Like they just. I think Jennifer Aniston is about to turn 50. She looks absolutely stunning.
How about on the Tonight Show the other night, Kim Kardashian was on. It was Kim. Did you happen to see pictures of her?
No.
That is really an interesting.
Not my type of gal, I don't believe. I'm with personality or look wise, but certainly is a mogul and made millions.
Well, what is she worth?
Oh, she's got to be in the 300 million, 200 million range.
Yeah.
Because there's not a discernible skill, right? She doesn't sing. She doesn't act.
350 million is her projected net worth.
Wow. Now, is she the wealthiest Kardashian?
The one who models is about to be a billionaire.
Yeah. I'm not sure she is anymore.
I think she gets around $250,000 a Instagram post there, Frank. So.
Is it Kylie? Is that Kylie the one who does that?
Yep.
Okay.
$250,000. That is Bruce's or Caitlyn's daughter?
Yes. Kylie Cosmetics is her company has an estimated worth of $900 million.
Yeah, she's about to
how
be
much
a
of that is hers? I don't know, but at least her company.
My God.
She's a straight
mogul.
She's
only like she's in her early 20s.
Yeah, she is. I think she's a better businesswoman than Kim is.
Reyes is by far the best pitcher on this team. I agree. Why aren't we including him? I just think maybe like right from the get go, they're going to be a little bit careful. That's the only reason.
Yes.
They're just being careful.
Yes.
Monsignor. You want to read Monsignor Butts?
Frank, I saw Kim K and Jimmy Fallon. The butt-to-waist ratio is absurd.
Oh, Kim Kardashian did some acting, all right. There's a video
tape. Yes, yes, there is.
But it's not like she's ever been nominated for an Oscar,
no,
correct?
No, not for that movie she wasn't. Those films typically aren't nominated.
I remember when everyone was fine with trading Oates and later Hall. How did that work out? Yes, Brett won a couple of cups, one with Dallas and one with Detroit. Let's see.
Trade 91. Great weekend for the Blues. Nice to see Vladimir stepping up. I was worried Allen would blow it. Does anyone care about the Grammys? I know I'm getting older, but these artists are lame these days. I didn't watch the Grammys. I know Alicia Keys hosted it. She is incredibly talented.
Yes, she is. And you know, though, there was one other part I did watch. It was on in the background, so I just kind of turned it on for a second.
Sure, sure.
They had Bob Newhart out there at 89 years of age. He presented one of the awards. And he did a wonderful job, too.
How's he doing health-wise?
He looked fine. He looked good.
I love how your favorite part of the Grammys was when they shuffled that 89-year-old on stage to make it more relevant.
When you check the age of Bob Newhart, immediately other people start popping up. Dick Van Dyke is 93, and I think pretty sharp.
Wow.
And how about Barbara Eden? I Dream of Jeannie. She is 87.
What about Betty White? She's 97 or something like that, and she's hip as can be.
Yeah. Let's see. What else?
Are they ever in any more TV shows or movies? Do you see Dick Van Dyke or Bob Newhart acting anymore somewhere?
No, but they're all alive.
Last I saw Newhart was an Elf, however many years ago that came out. He had a brief role in it.
Now, you know who Newhart's best friend is? Don Rickles, or was his best
really?
Friend.
Oh, really? Funny.
Hilarious,
can you imagine those guys together?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if Rickles would survive the... comedians tend to, you know, get in trouble for a lot of things. Don Rickles.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
He couldn't work now.
No, he could not. He is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
If you watch like old roasts on YouTube, some of the things he says are
Dean Martin
today.
Celebrity roast.
Yeah.
And look, I know our younger audience doesn't want to hear this because it seems so old, but you go back there, and he is absolutely he's the greatest.
Yeah.
And his appearances on the Tonight Show. One time he was on the Tonight Show with Lou Brock. And the way he was razzing Lou Brock, who I'm sure he had never met before. But the thing about it is when he would get on people, everybody would just laugh about it.
There's one from not too long ago. I think it might have been Letterman. And Denzel Washington is on set. And he's just like making fun of Denzel the entire time. And Denzel's in tears.
It.
Yes,
I do believe before Rickles' death, he did a Jerry Seinfeld Comedians in Cars. Fantastic.
Even
at his age at that time was...
We watched three of those.
I watched them all.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Elaine, Will Ferrell, and Rickles this week.
Steve Harvey, Brian Regan are the two best ones.
Steve Harvey
kills it. He's unbelievable on it. Oh, that was
my
favorite one.
You know what amazing? Monique brought this up. She goes, I've never seen Jerry laugh so hard. Like, especially with Will Ferrell.
That's the great part about it, because Jerry is so hard to get a laugh out of. I think that's what makes his special so great.
How about our audience? Dick Van Dyke was in the remake of Mary Poppins. Newhart made appearances on Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Wow.
I did not know that.
And Kardashian has the smallest waist and biggest I'd ever seen from Splashback Deuce.
Stick to sports. Hollywood sucks. Big Al. Nonsense. No. Oscar season's coming up. Don't you get your movies for the SAG?
I do. A lot of them on, or they sent us like a code to get in.
Oh.
But we had some of them. The best one is The Green Book.
Oh, okay. I've seen it. It's phenomenal.
Greatest, yeah. All right. We'll take a short timeout. What do you have coming up here in the 12 o'clock hour?
Jim Huer, myself, Plowsy. I think we're going to play some of the TMA content from earlier this morning. I believe Jose Martinez and Colton Wong hopped on at one point in time. So we'll hear about all the fuss down in Jupiter. Midday Grind coming up next.